Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Barty, do not put your tongue on that flagpole.
Too late.
My goodness. How do you like these 15-degree mornings?
I'm going to tell you what I do with 15-degree mornings.
Stay in bed.
I think about what you told me as we prepared to begin today's Carolina Outdoor session. I think about you saying what the weather is in Missouri.
Yeah, a little different in 15 and minus 15.
Yeah, you said it was minus 15.
How would you like to be a cattle farmer in Missouri at minus 15?
You got to
get out there and feed them cattle. How much hay can they eat? All of it.
I was thinking about how thick the ice must be that you have to chop through at the old water trough.
Buddy, you better have some heaters in those things.
Bring your big axe.
My goodness. Is this the kind of year in the Midwest where you drill a hole and stare in it, wondering if there's any fish down there?
Woo! There may be.
You know you're bored when you find yourself ice fishing, buddy.
Well, listen, whatever you do in our Carolina Outdoors, no matter where you're listening to our Carolina Outdoors, please be as prepared as possible. And, of course, Don, you are going to talk earlier about how good a book and a fireplace can be.
Boy, that's right, and that's coming up on the next segment.
That's right.
So, yeah, I'm getting real serious about that fire in the fireplace.
And, of course, talking a little bit about country living, we're going to talk about that in latter segments. We're going to have a gentleman on. He's a part of the Whiteville City Council, newly elected, and he traveled to all 41 state parks. So that North Carolina State Park. So there is a bit of adventure there, but it was also enabled and encourages other people to get outside of cities like Charlotte, Raleigh, Greensboro, wherever their city may be, and venture out into some of the rural counties and rural towns where the state parks really are.
Now, on behalf of our listeners, where in the world is Whiteville?
Ooh, it's a little bit, maybe an hour or so west of Wilmington. Not too far.
Dead center down there east somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah, so we'll find out what the nearest state park is.
I've never been to Whiteville.
To Whiteville. Yeah, we'll find out. And part of that, he had a letter into the editor of the Charlotte Observer, and it talked a little bit about that. When he says his town, people go, oh, I think I go through it on the way to the beach. Things like that. So it encouraged him to venture out all across the state of North Carolina.
You might be on the wrong road.
Depends on what beach you're going to.
I don't know.
So anyway, Justin Smith's going to join us later on in the program to talk a little bit about visiting every state park in North Carolina. He did it as a part of his 2017 resolution, and he may elicit a challenge for us to get out and visit surrounding communities and counties from wherever we may live. Hey, we're also going to talk a little bit about George Washington. Believe it or not, we're going to have book review time here on the Carolina Outdoors.
It's time for a fire in the fireplace and a good book. I'm with you.
Who would have known that George Washington essentially quit school or was out of school at age 11? Because of circumstances in his life.
And did he join a gang? What did he do?
We're going to find out. Not that he quit his education. In fact, he began his education, maybe. It just wasn't as formal as the elementary education that he had up to that point. And later on, he went to surveying school. And, of course, one thing led to another. Not to say he's not educated, but we're going to have Dr. Adrienne Harrison. She's written a book, A Powerful Mind, The Self-Education of George Washington. So we're going to talk to Dr. Harrison about George Washington and about what it means to us today, some of his self-taught ways. Also, Don, we're going to bring on Brendan Pierce. Over at Jesse Brown's, our upstairs outdoor store located in the heart of the South Park area in the Sharon Corners Shopping Center, we have three franchises or a franchise called Storyteller Night that we do three times a year. And February 1st is our upcoming Storytellers Night. And one of the featured storytellers, one of our neighbors, is Brendan Pierce. And he and six other buddies took on Mount Rainier back in 2015. And we're going to talk to him about that story, about that adventure, and what he's going to be sharing with us February 1st over at Jesse Brown's. Rick Rothiker of the Charlotte Observer a couple of years ago did an astounding article on the seven climbers, and it was titled the same as his story, Rockfall on Rainier. So Brendan Pierce is going to join the Carolina Outdoor guys here on WBT to share in that endeavor and in that story from 2 years ago. Don, I was driving home the other night. I was cruising down South Boulevard, really, and out of the corner of my eye to the left, I saw this animal. It was really a pretty animal, but it was beelining as fast as possible across South Boulevard, heading, guess for who? The front end of my bumper.
You didn't run over a deer, did you?
No, thank goodness. But a coyote and I met face to face.
Wiley.
Nose to nose.
Wiley Coyote.
Woo. Well.
Was he going over to the Acme store?
Yeah.
Get some things to get Roadrunner?
I'm going to tell you what, it was just about like a Roadrunner meets coyote, Wiley Coyote kind of a situation.
Was he late for dinner?
I don't know if that guy got up after that Acme dynamite blew up.
You got him?
I got him. Oops. There was no escaping him.
Varmint hunting.
So this is in South Charlotte. Coyotes are all over the place.
It is varmint hunting season.
Yeah. Well, I had a successful hunt.
Sure, you're supposed to use a Ford Expedition, but
I had a successful hunt. Unfortunately for him, unfortunately for me, that wasn't in my particulars. The dogs were all over my bumper when I got home that night.
Really? What in the world's going on South Boulevard? Yeah. Wiley Coyote going to the Acme store to get some more explosives.
Yeah, I guess
so. Tell you what.
And in related news, a lot of our wildlife have gone safe because our deer hunters are packing up their rifles and that sort of thing.
They aren't too safe. I saw one on the road that didn't make it, like Wiley Coyote just the other day.
Oh.
So watch out. The critters are out and about. They're hungry this time of year, and they're working hard for food. So, you know, they're out there sometimes looking at the edges of the road for a little bit of salt and things like that that we spread out there. So keep alert.
Just be aware. Be aware of what you put on today, too, as you're waking up via the airwaves of WBT. Maybe you're joining us via podcast. You can find us at jessebrowns.com. There's a podcast key right there. Click on it. We have all four segments of each week's podcast and radio program there for your listening pleasure. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee. We're the Outdoor Guys here on WBT. Stay tuned because we got a full program up ahead.